Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a big broadcast lined up for you today. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours, and in studio, one of our new reporters. He's not officially hired yet to move to Austin, Texas from North Carolina, but we're hoping that's going to be the case. I'd say that's about a 90% chance right now, but regardless, he'll end up being a correspondent for us. David Knight is going to be joining us to break down the energy takeover, the strategic deindustrialization of the United States. It's not a very sexy topic, but it's one of the most important we face as a society. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Then we're going to have open phones in the second hour, and then Holland van der Nieuwenhoff, who a few weeks ago sat in as a guest host, he's going to be joining us because he's a researcher into false flags and also one of the makers of a very important film exposing this current crew of the Justice Department for their operation in Oklahoma City in 95. And we're in grave danger of them staging more false flags. So that's coming up in the third hour. I rarely drop the ball really, really bad. And it's okay that we do. You know, I tend to get tunnel vision. A few weeks ago, yeah, we probably had 10 articles about it and videos posted, and I mentioned it probably 5-6 times, but I should have talked about Bohemian Grove more while it was going on from July 15th to July 31st with global leaders involved in all sorts of weird rituals and sexual activities. And the reason that's important is they're being blackmailed inside there. But that pales in significance because I didn't really drop the ball there. I just didn't, you know, score the touchdown with a lot of finesse. Because they were trying to pass the UN gun treaty and a bunch of other news, openly funding al-Qaeda in Syria, I get tunnel vision on certain subjects. One day I ranted for 2 hours about the police driving one of their dead comrades to a cemetery, driving the wrong direction and shutting down traffic in Austin for 5 hours. I just said, I bet that dead cop wouldn't want traffic shut down for 5 hours on major highways where nobody could get their kids out of school. But still, it was uncalled for. And I didn't even get any backlash for that. I just later realized I spent 2 hours of a 3-hour show worldwide ranting about that. I mean, I do that because there's no teleprompters. There's no producers telling me what to do. There's no program director. It's Alex Jones. What comes out of my mouth is what I'm really thinking. Months ago, I knew about and mentioned on air. I did it months ago, and I mentioned it last week. I think it was Wednesday. The crew remembers that. They think it was Wednesday or Thursday. Just to prove this, and I'm not tooting my horn, I'm actually kicking myself here. I said, I have multiple IRS whistleblowers. And I was trying for the last few weeks to get one of them in the TV studio. We were going to have them in the dark and disguise their voice and do an interview. And they checked their agreements and things and chickened out. Both of them did. And they were telling me, well, a lot of this is public knowledge, but hidden in plain view. Nobody really knows about it. They told me, look here, look there. And I did. And I tried to get one of my writers to do the report, but they're like, are you sure about this? And then I tried to get one of the whistleblowers to write it under a nom de plume, under a pen name. Wouldn't do it. And so now it broke Monday, Tuesday, Drudge blew it out big the last 2 days, and now it's in the Associated Press, and now the Solicitor General has released, the Inspector General has released the report of what I knew, let's be conservative, a month and a half ago. And again, here's the problem. We get classified stuff sent in here. We don't know if it's real or not, and if it says classified, we just delete it, because you can get arrested for that type of stuff. We need stuff that's restricted, but public knowledge, or the government's committing crimes. I'm willing to expose it even if it's secret. Like a lot of the reports we've broken here. We've broken a lot of news. That's why they put out the disinfo meme that you can't trust InfoWars. You can trust stuff covering, you know, aliens and stuff. We're going to get into this, giving illegal aliens basically free taxpayer money on the other side with the IRS. Straight ahead.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's already Thursday, the 9th day of August, 2012. Coming up in studio in about 25 minutes, David Knight, Infowars.com. Reporter is going to be joining us in studio. He filed a powerful report last night for the Infowars Nightly News dealing with free speech zones, as we mentioned yesterday. Federal court has ruled you've only got a First Amendment in little special zones. So all the other rulings have said if you're not blocking traffic, everywhere is a free speech zone. Very draconian. A very, very dark day for the Republic. But that's not why he's going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to look at the energy shutdown system. They have sworn that they are going to shut down, the globalists have, our industry and all over the country. As the Secretary of Energy said last year, they're going to, quote, shut down massive numbers of coal-powered plants, including modern ones, that nothing comes out of them but water vapor and carbon dioxide. Very life-giving. But the media points cameras at the steam coming out, especially in cold weather, and says, look at the pollution. Just like they show a polar bear in an ice floe and say it's going to drown. Polar bears are the farthest land-swimming animals they hunt on the ice floes. But they prey on ignorance. And so he's going to be joining us because it's water vapor and it's steam coming out. Just like when you exhale in cold weather, that is not toxic waste. That is carbon dioxide and other gases and water vapor hitting colder air. But even the New York Times says they want a tax on breathing. I saw driving out of my place this morning, a few doors down, I live out in the country, some energy audit trucks parked at the neighbor's house going in, because you basically get half off your air conditioners and things with people's tax money. It's not free. You're paying for it already. But the gangsters give you back some of your money. And they admit worldwide, they've already done this in Australia, England, and Canada, for a decade or so, they have energy audits where you get discounts if you get it. And then soon, it's just, hey, let me in. I'm going to energy audit you. And they raise the audit specs to the point of no one can comply. And that was actually in the carbon tax law Obama tried to pass 3 years ago, but it failed in Congress, so they're just going ahead with it anyways, illegally. And it said everyone will get yearly federal audits, and they will come in your house. And if within 1 week you haven't made the changes, they say, your home is taken. No judge, no jury. The government takes it. I mean, this makes it makes the Soviets look tame. I mean, it is just flaming tyranny. But it's all done as cool and fun. And hey, it's just an audit, but they call it an audit, just like they have all over the world, gun buyback programs. We'll pay you for those guns. And it's almost always old ladies who didn't like guns, their husband's in the nursing home or has died, and you see them handing over to cops $5,000 carved fine shotguns they bought, 60 years before for $500. You see them handing them over to cops whose eyes are the size of saucers, who always get caught down the road selling them out the back door of the police station. And I'm not for corruption, but who could blame them? I mean, you're not going to chop up a $5,000 shotgun because some old lady came and got a $50 coupon to Best Buy or to Chili's or a $100 coupon. It's usually $50 because she turned it in. I mean, it is madness going on. And that's done to condition everybody. They admit this. That's done to get you to accept it. They have raised the energy audits on cars in Austin, opting into federal regulations to the level of even the newest cars can't pass the inspections. And you have to pay an extra little fine at inspection. And I remember over a decade ago, we have Access TV shows I did on this. They're online. They should be. Mike Hansen's got the tapes of the shows. I've got some of them, too. But the point is that we went down to, quote, Austin Air Force free inspections at the higher level. And I went down there and talked to the head guy. They call it Austin Air Force. It's a federally funded grant private group, the Austin Air Force. And I go, hey, you're planning to make this mandatory. This is just to condition people. And he goes, yep, sure is, Alex. They're very proud of themselves. You have to understand this. This is all a big joke to them. Genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping. They're there to take your ranch and then 5 years later, sell it to their buddies at pennies on the dollar and build shopping malls on it. Okay? This is gangsterism. This is lawlessness. Now, I'm going to get to that again at the bottom of the hour here now in about 16, 17 minutes. We're going to get into huge geopolitical news. It's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I have big breaking news here in just a moment on the crime syndicate level. But the video we released yesterday and premiered here on the air is so important. Please get it out to your email, your Facebook, your Twitter. I'm going to ask them to send it out today in the Infowars Insider free email. Full Spectrum Evil, Secrets of Global Domination. Very important, this video, and very well done. One of the most impressive videos we've ever put out. Aaron just gets more and more shockingly good with these high-def cameras with the film idea I came up with. So us working in collaboration as a powerful dynamic duo. Full Spectrum Evil, Secrets of Global Domination, right there at Infowars.com. A big story, rape victim traumatized by horrific TSA experience. Yeah, they've had former fighter pilot, airline pilots, remember 2 years ago, have to throw up or have to get so upset they had to leave. And they're like, oh, grow up. What's the big deal about have a man grab your genitals and squeeze them? Jesse Ventura's talked about it. Ron Paul's talked about it on this show. It hurts, folks. They check your testicles. They actually squeeze them. They actually squeeze them. Miss America described it as being lifted off the ground. They went in her pants and in her body with dirty gloves. And they're like, oh, it's no big deal. Really, folks? I have had doctor's checkups, and it's disturbing when a man does you know what to you. I mean, and you got to get a medical checkup every once in a while. It's disturbing when a doctor does it, and they don't enjoy it, obviously. It's part of their job. And it's about humiliation, and it's the type of people. It's the fact that if it's a medical person, they're professional, they're getting it done. With these people, they're enjoying it. I mean, I had a guy rubbing all over my chest because I just had to get on the plane. I wasn't going to make my stand that day. I kind of wanted to see what was going to happen. And, I mean, the smacking and the, oh, I listened to your radio show. And, I mean, you know, I mean, it was incredible. And again, this is this sacrament of worshiping government. That report is up there. And I told him, I'm going to sue you if you touch my genitals. And he didn't touch my testicles. And I'm sorry we got to talk about this on the show, but it's going on. Rape victim traumatized by horrific TSA experience. Yeah, people that have been raped, folks, it messes them up a lot of times for life just to have sex with their husband or their wife. I mean, this is a big deal. And that's why they've had fighter pilots and people who are now professional airline pilots who become physically ill, because they've never been put in this position in their life. I mean, even if that was their sexual preference, you know, to have a man rubbing on a man or a woman on a woman or whatever, or heterosexual, the fact that it's forced is horrible. Now these people, they're sickos who like forcing things on people. Continuing, more than 100 million Americans on one form of welfare, another devastating article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The dispossessed minority, Paul Craig Roberts writes about that. Federal court upholds free speech zone roundup. David Knight reports mentioned that. American families fight back against FDA raw milk Gestapo. Very important report with Rob Dew. British thought police again arrest man for not smiling. We covered that yesterday, but it's just they're defending it. You must be disappeared if you don't smile. That's actually out of 1984. Abortionist calls the death, the abortion of children, ugly black babies, a service. So that is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Now, that said, let me just stop. I sometimes drop the ball, and I don't like it when I do it. I get so focused on other issues, I don't get stories that we have, I don't vet them properly, so I never put them out. I mean, we vet things a lot more than mainstream media, and we sure vet it more than the trash, fake conspiracy internet stuff out there that just constantly makes up stuff that next week all the evil New World Order will be arrested or aliens will land. And then those very groups are always InfoWars is incredible because most of those are globalist operatives of the Cass Sunstein cognitive dissonance flavor. But it's got to be over a month. It's more like a month and a half. Well, it's actually more than that. It's more like a year. This whistleblower, one of them, the big one, first made contact, senior IRS, I'm not going to say any more than that, at the biggest IRS center in the country here in Austin, Texas, has made contact with us, I say year and a half, time just flies, 3 years ago, but now that I really think about it. And in the last month and a half, started giving us open source documents saying, look at this, look at that. I had another whistleblower through family get us info because this is the big story. Actually, I have a bunch of breaking news here. And my writers are actually so good about wanting to obsess on everything being documented that we just never got this done. Because a lot of it's over the phone and I'm like, well, why don't you come in? And I've met with one of the people before, family's met with the other, and it just never happened. And they just kept saying, well, I don't want to violate these agreements, even though I know this is illegal, even though I know I could be protected. We've tried to bring this to higher-ups in Congress, as we're supposed to do, through the whistleblower rules. It hasn't been done. And by the way, here's the breaking news, because I mentioned this last Wednesday on air. I said, I've got a big whistleblower. I've been procrastinating. It's huge. It deals with tax ID numbers, illegal aliens, and more. And it's finally in the Associated Press today. And I believe we fleshed this out last week. I believe like a covey of quail, we scared this out in the open. So, you know what? It's even better that it came out in mainstream because it ended up having more credibility that Dinosaur Media covered it. Because if a tree falls in the woods and the Associated Press doesn't say it fell, you know, it didn't fall. But all the stuff, everything I was told by these people and told where to look, all came out in triplicate, but there's a bunch isn't public yet. So when we come back, look, I'm going to call these people today. You got to come in. Or we can do Skype with you in a dark room. We'll scramble your voice. I mean, you got to come on air. Just wait till I tell you this.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. This world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm.
There's a killer, there's on the road.
Killer on the road.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
Take a long holiday.
Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children play.
If you give this man a ride,
if you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's beautiful. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. What a poet. Okay, let me just get into the news here for you right now. Over the last 3 years, because I'm right here in Austin, Texas, where the biggest IRS command base, I said four states, it's five states, is based. But it also does auditing for much of the rest of the country for the private Federal Reserve that runs this country and has taken it over with its collaborators. Here's the news. There is the worst morale ever. This is from a senior person and a mid-level. I have two different ones that I've been trying to get on air. And I'm like, and they're always, well, look here. This is part of it. You know, they'll never tell me everything. And I'm like, but it's crimes you're saying being committed. And so you've got a responsibility. And they go, yeah, but we're supposed to report it through this supposed chain. And, of course, that's in the news right now. Report finds widespread fraud in taxpayer ID program. A literal tip of the iceberg. Billions in ID theft related tax fraud undetected by IRS. Oh, it's detected. They're told to hand them out. Just like they hire illegal aliens to build the fake wall. IRS keeps ignoring tax whistleblowers, the examiner. IRS staff were instructed to overlook fraud in applications for taxpayer IDs. IRS discouraged fraud detection and ID program. You heard me last week said I had a big IRS whistleblower, and this all came out of Austin. And I've talked to the people, I've talked to one of them. They are not the ones that told the Drudge Report and Examiner and others this information. That's now forced the Associated Press today and Reuters to come out with the news. IRS allowed bogus taxpayer IDs, watchdog report, IRS discouraged fraud detection and ID program, Associated Press, August 9th. That's today. You heard me last Wednesday. I said, "Who we got big IRS news, big whistleblower," because I was going to write the article this week. Well, I was begging them to do it under a pen name and saying, "Please, will you just write it so I get it all right and so I don't say something I'm not supposed to say?" And they're like, "I'll get it to you in a few days." Yeah, fine. And yeah, I like the credit. I like to break big news. I like to expose globalists. I mean, I'm in it to win it, but I'm really just mad at myself for not getting it done. But let me give you the rest of the breaking news. There is a giant, total collapse of morale and people openly saying we are committing crimes. This is pure evil. And Fast and Furious is being discussed. They realize now they've looked into the fact that they really work for the private Federal Reserve. We're going to get Joe Bannister, the former Treasury agent, in studio next week. To break this down, he's coming through town because he saw this, you know, 15 years ago and went public, and they arrested him for exposing it. And he beat him in court with a jury trial. But, I mean, this is how dangerous this is. But they're all learning that the Federal Reserve took over. They're learning about the different commissions Ronald Reagan had, that all the money goes to offshore banks, none of it to run the country. This is all coming out now. And so I'm here in Austin, Texas. They're all listening to the show. In fact, they've been told, don't listen to my show on their lunch hour. So there's a bunch of stuff going on. I don't want to give away too much and get people in trouble. But I have a senior person, very senior, and then another mid-level. And here's what's really happening. Now get ready for this. Over 5 million people a year, U.S. citizens, when the illegal aliens are given as many fake tax ID numbers as they can want, I was told about one house in Austin, Texas, one house with over $500,000, as an example, of these checks, these tax rebates being sent to them. And here's what's not in the Associated Press. They are linking up the fake tax ID numbers with real people's social security numbers. And then the IRS is coming after the real people and taking their bank accounts because of the illegals. In fact, I'm going to finish up with this when we come back, and then we're going to go to David Knight, who's going to be here in studio with us. You know what? I've got to write all this out. I even left my notes at home. I just realized this morning this had all broken. We'll be back.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this Thursday edition of InfoWars.com radio broadcast. I'll be back tonight hosting InfoWars Nightly News, and it's going to be jam-packed with some amazing guests. If you're not a viewer of the show, it is via subscription, 9-plus years of our 17 years of work, archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're also streaming live video of this radio/TV show right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a 15-day free trial there, and your support of PrisonPlanet.tv when you become a subscriber for $5.95 a month, that's the cost of two cups of coffee, makes this all possible. That's how we're hiring 6 new reporters, 7 new graphics people, launching the newspaper. So we have something physical to get around the internet kill switch. We're fighting at every level, doing the best job we can. And sure, our work is like dirty rags before God, but our hearts are right, and we're fighting the globalists as best we can. We need your help. We need your support today more than ever, because people are really starting to wake up, because the evil is coming out in the open. You know, when I see a report, and I'm just going to cover this more at the start of the next hour, where they admit, and where the U.S. Treasury inspector admits, and that's Tim Geithner, former you know, head of the Federal Reserve New York branch that really runs the whole show, because I was saying last week, undoubtedly, this all broke in Austin, that, hey, I've got whistleblowers about illegal aliens being given tax ID numbers. I've got whistleblowers on a mutiny at the IRS. I've got stuff about the Russians and the Chinese governments, but mafias and the IRS controllers themselves. Upwards of 5 million Americans are having their identity stolen. And you notice Bank of America's released Social Security numbers. The Texas Comptroller released millions a few years ago. The IRS is doing it. They let the illegals get fake ones. They're real, but they're fake. They get them from the Social Security. That's really the Federal Reserve Administration. But what they're not telling you, when it's not in the Associated Press, they're admitting the identity fraud, is that with these tax IDs, they're linking them up with Social Security numbers. And then the IRS comes back and says, these are fraudulent tax refunds you've been asking for and child exemptions. We're freezing your bank account. And this is what's freaking out the IRS. They don't, a lot of the employees don't care. They're just mercenaries for the private Federal Reserve. They make excuses about meet the new boss, same as the old boss. What's freaking them out, I'm going to break this down next hour, because there's so much I've been told that's now all coming out, and I just never codified it or, you know, did a report on it, is that they're freaking out because they're even having family members, cousins, aunts, uncles, parents, children, who are having their identity stolen. The IRS is then a year or two later seizing their bank account, their credit's ruined, and they're even taking their houses. And over 70% of the people they're going after now are retirees, and they're taking their homes based on fraud. And it's not just that. The fraud is so widespread. Well, it's kind of like it came out last year in Bloomberg that for, what is it, since 1999, 13 years, all of the veterans, when they die from World War II right through to now, they're supposed to get a death benefit, especially if they've paid into it as life insurance. It's just taken. No one gets in trouble. Fast and furious. All of this criminality is just rampant. And it's now reached a point, and this is when society start collapsing and into authoritarianism, because people are going to be homeless. Or they're going to be driven onto welfare, which is what the globalists want. They bankrupt you. They make it impossible to operate in this society. They pay with your tax money to ship your jobs overseas. They harass you with regulations. They increase your power prices, the regulations. They go after the family farms. They shut down the swap meets. They make it illegal to use cash in secondhand transactions in multiple states. They start shutting down backyard and front yard gardens. They start saying you can't have dust on the family farm or hay dust. They throw this bureaucratic goo at us, this red tape. And most of what half of Congress doesn't pay the taxes, all the big globalists are exempt. They're involved in insider trading. It's lawlessness. And they're going to raise taxes on all of us that actually work still, that can hang on, who are smart enough to be able to operate in what's left of the free market, the entrepreneurs. We're being told, you didn't build that, just like Lenin did. To the kulaks and others before they took their property, and Stalin. I mean, hey, you didn't build that, we're taking it. Chavez says that. I mean, these are dangerous criminals. And the IRS is, their employees are all freaking out. And a lot of them are just refusing to do it now. That's why they're trying to go to an automated system and just no due process, start taking stuff out of your account. Because let me explain. Well, I'll break it down next hour. We're joined in studio talking about massive scams by David Knight. He's a media fellow at the American Tradition Institute, that sounds evil, and a video producer and entrepreneur with Cine Film Media, and he's very close to being a reporter. You saw him last night down here, and he wants to come to Austin. We want him to be here, and so it's a very good chance you'll see him here in the next two or three months. He'll be down here. We've got six reporters that all want to come. We're lining up the final layout to try to get everybody here, get it all set up. And go to the next level. And it's all because of you supporting the InfoWar, ladies and gentlemen. And he has been on the cutting edge of researching the siege against the West. The globalists, very simply, can come in, give exemptions to their power plants, shut down city-owned or other privately-owned power plants that are totally clean, even let the old plants that are dirty operate if they're owned by General Electric or maintained by them. GE and others will come to you who've been given waivers by Obama and say, let us go ahead and take over operations. You can stay open. And so we've seen the last decade a doubling roughly in prices. They admit that. They're talking about another doubling over the next 3 years. We're talking about $3 billion extra for a handful of globalist power companies, just like Enron. They came up with this in 2000. They would make billions a day sometimes in California. They would just turn the power off. And they said if we do that, the memos came out in court, that creates a perception of scarcity, artificial scarcity, and we could jack up prices. Sometimes they would make multi-billions a day doing this on the West Coast. This is the new system. But our mayor says we can't have a referendum because he's God, and he says that that's just the way it is for the earth. No, nothing to do with the earth. Congress, by the way, said no to this. They don't care. And it's happening where he lives in North Carolina. David Knight, you've got the floor to break down this in a report. It's not just happening in Austin. It's not just happening in the U.S. It's happening from Australia to Canada. They promised a post-industrial world. They're going to charge us a lot more for a lot less. Total insider, mafia, crony, monopoly system. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, things are going up in price even as we have less electricity being used in North Carolina. We just had Duke Power's stock prices just went up because even though we've had having a mild summer there, their actual profits went up because they're charging people more. And what they've had happen is they had two of the largest utility companies in the country merged in July. And so now they've got the largest public utility company in the country. And one of the things that was a condition was that they've got Duke Power has a very controversial CEO who has been very involved in politics. He gave a $10 million line of credit to the Democrats for their national convention in Charlotte. And so it was a condition that he was not going to be the head of the new merged entity. And after 20 minutes, he fired the other guy, Johnson, who was head of Progress Energy. And they kind of, put in a coup there. And the guy got paid $44 million for 20 minutes of work, plus a $10 million severance pay. And that's the kind of things that we're seeing in our power, that's coming through there. We've also
because who wants to compete and try to give more power to America? China can have three new plants a week. We can have none a year. Shut down hundreds. I mean, it's bank robbery by another means. Shut down the other power plants. Charge more for yours. It's very simple.
Right. Yeah, they're shutting down a third of the coal power plants, and a lot of them that were scheduled to shut down next year. They're accelerating that, so they're going to be shut down as of October the 1st.
Hope everyone enjoys it.
Yeah, yeah. And what they're doing is they say they're going to replace the capacity, but they're replacing it with very expensive kind of boutique power schemes.
Scams. So, little
exactly.
Little payoffs to the locals. You know, the mayor's cousin gets to have a biofuel thing that's really a wood-burning system.
Well, you got one of the most profitable companies in the country, Apple Computer, was paid a huge subsidy to relocate their server farm to North Carolina. And now they're going to create the largest fuel cell, private fuel cell. Well, it's the largest public or private energy production. Now they're going to sell that back into the grid, and so the ratepayers are going to be paying for that.
They make you pay for their super expensive energy and make you pay with tax money to build it.
Right.
I mean, Al Gore, what a piece of trash.
Yeah. It's green PR for Apple. They look good because they're doing this new.
Meanwhile, they have to put suicide nets up around their factories because they're the most greedy company in China.
Right. Right.
Just absolute murdering criminals.
Well, what's driving all this is renewable energy mandates, and it's something that 30 states have. And it says they've got to have a certain percentage of their power produced by renewable sources. Okay, so it'd be things like wind farms and solar and that sort of thing. But those power sources aren't there for the grid. In other words, if you want to use solar...
Well, they bankrupted Spain.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If you want to use solar, for your own purpose or wind power, that's fine. It's going to be a little bit more expensive, but you're off the grid and you've got a way to back...
And you don't lose power transmitting at far distances.
Right, right, exactly. I did a video for American Tradition Institute, and in that, we showed how when they use it in the grid, it's going to fluctuate just like you got a car in traffic. Okay, so they're going to have to back it up with a coal power plant, and that coal power plant is going to be going up and down. And it's just like you use more fuel if you're going, you're starting and stopping in traffic. The same thing happens with a power.
And it's not just that it doesn't work good; they know that it's a seizure of power, and the cover is all this cobbled together junk.
Right, right. It's a veneer. It looks good that they've got that. But they can't actually produce effective power with it. Even in Ireland, they thought if they spread the wind farms out over a larger area, that it would kind of, you know...
Well, they're giant, ugly eyesores that kill the birds, and they don't work, and the amount of energy going into building them is a giant ripoff. It's just about these control freaks running everything.
Right, but even when they spread the wind farm out of the whole coast of Ireland, they still couldn't get steady state output. All they got was higher peaks and deeper troughs, you know.
But Ceausescu in Romania, it turned out he could have had power for the country, but he enjoyed having his own private city palace, always having light and no one else having it. It's like North Korea. This is a tool of control.
Yeah.
In fact, they say in Austin, the government district will always have power, but they say get used to power outages.
Yeah.
This is just the way it is.
Well, it's part of the Agenda 21 thing because, you know, the economy, is as well as life expectancy, is really based on the supply of cheap, affordable energy.
And our life expectancy is going down. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. And if they take that away, that's really going to destroy everything.
Well, run over those notes you've got. You're an expert on this.
Well, basically, I was just going to say, you know, Rogers has been, you know, he gave this line of credit to the Democrats for their convention. And, you know, made a big point of the fact that it wasn't actually donated by Duke Power. But, you know, the line of credit is going to them as this merger is being put through, right? And he's also one of the biggest proponents of carbon credits, you know, cap and trade and that sort of thing. So he knows that he's going to make a lot of money out of that. And, you know, it's really a scam.
And they lie and say, we've got to get rid of the carbon because, explain people, the new coal plants... Nothing comes out. They have aircraft that fly, but they have sensors on them. They get huge fines if anything comes out, like sulfur. All that's coming out after the scrubbers is water vapor and carbon dioxide. They know that. It's good for the environment.
Right.
And they've got these idiots dancing around saying, boost my power prices. Austerity is good for the earth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in this area, Progress Energy, which has now been subsumed into Duke, they're one of the largest, if not the largest, running nuclear power. So they're going to a lot of nuclear. And we've got a nuclear power plant not too far from where we live. And you see the smoke plume going up, and it is just water vapor. But, you know, hopefully it's just water vapor. Hopefully there's nothing else in there. But, you know, after looking at Fukushima and looking at the cost down the road of decommissioning these plants, because they can only run for a couple of decades, and then they got to decommission them. And you got to store that stuff.
But they don't now. They just keep running until they rot and blow up.
Right, right. And so, you know, you've got that safety issue now that we've seen, and we're all aware of now after Fukushima. And then,
yeah, we've got to have radiation because carbon dioxide plants breathe is evil because Al Gore the pig runs a company with Obama and the Rothschilds where you've got to pay him money for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's not any global warming that's going on. And if you look at the ClimateGate reports, I mean, there was like 1,000 emails leaked. And then just last year, there was another 5,000 leaked. And these guys are conspiring to tell people lies. You know, it's very clear.
Well, they do stuff like stick thermometers. They got caught on tarmacs and the street or rooftops where it's 10 degrees higher.
Yeah, exactly. What they've done to put these, you know, Apple has put in this gigantic solar power area, and they're also going to put in this fuel cell area. And they have slashed and burned tremendous amounts of forest, you know, to put this in. So,
oh, well, there's nothing hogging more power than those servers.
Yeah.
I said we put a tax on them.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So,
go over some more of your notes. I mean, I'm ranting here. This is just incredible to have our mayor in Austin say, you're not going to have a referendum and we're going to shut down the third city-owned power plant. And yeah, it's going to increase your prices again. Suck on it. And just annihilate people on fixed incomes. My grandmother, half the time I go over there, has the windows open. It's 100 degrees inside. And she won't do it because the power bill's too high.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the things that they're pushing, even more so than carbon dioxide and reducing greenhouse gases, one of the most effective things that they've had is to measure particulate matter. And they just had an experiment in real close to where we live in Chapel Hill, UNC. And what they did was they did tests on human beings, exposing them to stuff. Now, you've had the director of the EPA, Lisa Jackson, testify before Congress and said that particulate matter is responsible for killing as many people as cancer. And that's ridiculous. That's just a bold-faced lie, okay? But they clearly don't believe it, or if they do, they're acting like Nazi doctors, because what they did was they took at least 40 people and they exposed them to levels that were anywhere from 25 to 70 times what they said were safe levels. You don't experiment on people like that.
It's illegal.
Yeah, you don't experiment. It violates ethical codes.
But expanding, so, they've put out in Texas... Because the main jet stream that comes out of China dumps right over Texas for whatever reason. There's no controls on those. it's Chinese particula, but then they blame locals for the toxic waste dumping in on us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever hear Al Gore telling China to clean up their power plants.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And clearly, you know, this all came in, this stuff about the EPA experiments, that all came in about the time, you remember about a year ago, they were talking about regulating the dust on farms, you know.
And hay dust.
Everybody got upset about that. And then the EPA, enough people kicked back on it that the EPA said, no, we never intended to regulate dust on farms. But at the same time, they were trying to find, they were working really hard. They had one person who already had a physical congenital problem with her heart, and she had an issue. She had an episode. And so they wrote a paper on that. A fellow named Steve Malloy, who has a website called junkscience.com, he noticed that, and he started digging and running Freedom of Information requests on it. And he found out that there were 41 people that they'd actually done that with, and he thinks it may be as many as 150, but he's having to try to pull that information out.
Yeah, you need to get a hold of him and do a report on that for InfoWars Nightly News. Let's come back and talk about some other facets of this and how much the power prices are getting ready to go up as the globalists choke the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, we are breaking down the takeover of our society. We're going to have open phones in the second hour that's coming up. Holland van der Neuenhoff dealing with false flag terror attacks. And this current Justice Department is going to be joining us as well. And we'll have open phones then in the third hour today. I will get more into what IRS whistleblowers are telling me. Coming up. But going back to David Knight, David, you know, I mean, people talk about how the globalists want to destroy free societies. They want to bankrupt people. I mean, clearly that's what's happening here right now. We have seen the power double in the last 10 years since they shut down two of the city-run plants. Now they're shutting down the third. And they just say that's the way it is. And this is all over the country. This is happening. And there's nothing coming out of them. But they show school kids, look at the dirty smoke. And it's water vapor. But then they tell them reactors are good. And it's literally just a giant ripoff. They say they don't want us to have energy. They say we have too much industry. Because the globalists have all invested in China. They know they're just making their investment go up. See, because they control the society, they make profits when they shut us down. Plus, we've been a free society. They want to bring us to our knees.
Well, if you look at where these renewable energy mandates are in the 30 states where they have them, where they've been in place for a while, the electricity is about double what it is in places that don't have those mandates. And the problem is that, you know, people look at wind power and they think, oh, wind, that's clean and free. It's, I mean, you're just capturing it, right? Well, you know, coal is free, but you got to get it out of the ground. You got to build a plant to process it, you know, and you got to be able to distribute it. Same thing is true of wind. You've got to have a way to harness that. And the wind turbines are very expensive. They don't last forever. You know, they wear out fairly quickly. So, you know, there is a huge expense. And actually, it's more expensive than coal is to do or some of the fossil fuels. But again, it really goes back to this agenda with the carbon credits and the CO2 gases is what they're selling, you know, the global warming.
Well, also, I hear people go, oh, you must work for the oil companies, Alex. No. A lot of the big oil companies don't like coal because they compete with it, and coal is broken up into a bunch of companies. Right. It's not a big monopoly. That's why it's so cheap. It's everywhere. They all want it shut down. The system wants it shut down because it has powered the Industrial Revolution. They take the coke that's left after the coal's burned. They put it into the steel. I mean, it is a magic thing, and we've got enough to run this country. I've seen statistics of thousands of years. I mean, how much of this stuff is there?
Well, there's more coal here than there is in oil in the Middle East, and that's not even including things like the oil shell, which is the fields up in Canada that they're trying
Remember Clinton blocking the claim burning coal in the late 90s, that one big deposit in Utah? The only other deposit was in China?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, they talk about how this coal that they're trying to get from the fields in Canada through the Keystone XL project. You know, they're trying to get approval to run a pipeline down the refineries. And if they don't do it, that stuff is still going to be sold to China. So if we don't refine it in America and make American jobs, it's still going to go to China. Chinese, because everything there is controlled by the government, they're not nearly as concerned about doing things cleanly as we are here in the U.S., right? So either way, it's going to, you know, if they say it's going to cut down global warming, it's not going, you know, it's not going to cut down.
They have major rivers catch on fire. But again, it's not even about the environment. It is a cold-blooded takeover.
Oh, exactly.
What are these average environmentalists going to think as they see their power prices go up and up?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of them are real earth firsters, you know, real Luddites. You know, they want to see everything go down. They want to see population reduction. They want to see us go back to a pre-industrial society. That's really part of the Agenda 21 agenda, you know.
Yeah, until they grow up and then try to have their firstborn and the child dies because mommy's been taking vaccines. Then when the death hits your doorstep, you'll wish you'd have stood up.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got a big hour lined up for you. Occupier charged with terroristic felony for protesting in front of the bank. Joker case gagged. Media fight Colorado court ban. Well, yeah, you can't see the drugged up mind control patsy. Outrage in U.S. as black man is shot in the head while handcuffed in police car. We're going to be going over all that. An amazing video we aired last night of an abortionist saying, hey, we're getting rid of ugly black babies. Shut up. And man, I've had liberal black folks on this show and they just say, well, I like abortion. But then a black guy gets shot in the head. It's the end of the world. But, you know, kill. More blacks have been killed since Roe v. Wade than have been born. And I'm like, I don't want to kill the black people. And they're like, well, that's because you're racist. If you really love me and were liberal, you'd want to chop me up. So we're going to be talking about that. Yeah. In closing, David Knight here in studio with us. We've got Holland van der Neuenhoff coming up in the third hour. What do you think of the InfoWars Command Center? I know we're pretty close to working out getting you down here in the fall. What do you think of InfoWars.com and seeing the inside of this place?
It's amazing. It really is kind of surreal to be here with you after watching you on TV and listening to it. It's a real professional operation. It's great.
Well, we're trying to be professional.
It is. Well, it is. It is. Very professional.
If you do end up being a reporter down here, which I think, you know, again, is 95% there or so, what are you looking forward to doing most?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that really puts people in it is documentaries. And so, yeah, I'd like to try to fill in some details, you know, for people who are new listeners, try to give them a background. And a lot of the stuff, you throw a lot of terms out that, you know, people who've been listening for a while understand. But, you know, maybe pull some stuff in from your documentaries, do some special reports or whatever to give people kind of a glossary.
No, I agree. I've always said this. My wife said everybody. Mm-hmm. We need a frequently asked questions area, the basics. What is the New World Order? Right. What is Agenda 21? Mm-hmm. What is false flag? What is the attack on the family?
Right, right. Because you've gone into a lot of detail on that on a lot of the documentaries. But, you know, without somebody sitting all the way through the documentary, just pulling out something that they can get a handle.
We need lots of 10-minute blurblitz.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I think so.
Exactly. That's why I'm just like all in. We're going to get 6 reporters to make reports, many documentaries. I really want to get a big enough crew here where I can go back to documentary filmmaking. It's been 2 years just launching the nightly news, trying to get built up to this level, trying to raise the capital, mm-hmm. spending time on sales. I never used to even worry about capitalizing. Now I'm like, I'm going to try to get as much money in here as I can so we can expand and be strong in the face of this. And they, you know, they could shut us down tomorrow, but that will only blow up in their face. But the point is, I don't want to look back later and wish I'd have done more.
Well, I think your newspaper is a great idea. I mean, in the area where I live now, Chapel Hill, we've got a very liberal, very Marxist paper, actually, called The Independent. And it would be a great counter to that. I think there'd be a lot of businesses that would be a lot more comfortable advertising with somebody it's all about.
Well, we need people to step up, and that's the whole franchisee plan. Once mm-hmm. we beta test it and show people, it's already profitable the first month. It comes out in September. We're going to start printing it in about 3 weeks, or no, 2 weeks. Man, time's flying. Mm-hmm. But the point is that It'll be our news, but a space for the local news, and then people get half the ad space.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's going to be the plan.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, people are like, well, print's dying. It's dying because it's a bunch of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
The establishment internet is dying, too.
Right, right. And talk radio. You know, there's a lot of talk radio where they just rehash talking points for Fox News. It's really, you know, people are turning that
off. It's controlled right wing, just to control the constitutionalists.
Right, right, right. It's just a party voice.
You know, we were number one in our Orlando station, number one in the people meters. Great station. Went spoke there, had it was almost 2,000 people show up. And then they just changed formats. They said, yeah, we got top ratings. It's great. But we're going back to the other format. You know, that happens. But it's like we even get the top ratings and it isn't good enough. You know, mm-hmm. We beat Rush Limbaugh in Orlando. Just absolutely. They went from like number six in the ratings to number one with me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Pulled the whole station up to number two. Just devastated the competition in a year. And then they just switched formats. We'll be back. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play a report by Paul Joseph Watson here on air because he gives some of the background on an incredible video that's been picked up by the Daily Mail. The video is up at Infowars.com. Pro-life campaigners post video of abortion doctor saying his work helps get rid of ugly black babies. That is a quote. And we are going to be playing that coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to play a brief report from last night's nightly news with David Knight, who was just in studio with us last hour. That's coming up later in this hour. I want to open the phones up right now if you just joined us. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is Thursday, the ninth day of August 2012. We're blasting out on over 115 AM and FM stations and simulcasting on Global Shortwave as well as XM 166 and the free podcast every day after the show in the Listen tab at Infowars.com as well as the live audio streams and the free iPhone and Android apps also at the Listen page at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Our Twitter is Twitter.com/RealAlexJones, one of many Twitters we have. And, of course, we have a whole bunch of Facebooks as well where we update a lot of photos and news. You can notice there's a lot more activity from us on all of those fronts as we gear up here in the face of the globalist. Okay, I want to give the number out right now, the toll-free number to join us on air on any of the issues we covered in the last hour, or any of the news items that you've seen in the news you'd like to talk about. I noticed there were like four Big B attacks across the country here in the U.S. Imagine if that was a mass shooting, the type of hysteria we'd be hearing right now, because bees kill more people every year, as I've pointed out ad nauseum, than guns do in mass shootings. We also have a report up at Infowars.com by Matthew T. Williams from Brothers in Arms Gun Show We Do. How do you survive a theater-style shooting? That report is up there right now. Now, I mentioned this. I talked about it some in the last hour. And you heard me last Wednesday say, I have two IRS whistleblowers that one of them I've been talking to for 3 years, the other just in the last year or so. But in the last month or so, fast and furious, pun intended, we have been talking about just a mutiny at the biggest IRS center that covers five states based in Austin, Texas, literally miles from where I sit. Giant IRS center, biggest employer in Austin, Texas, collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. They are being ordered basically with no due process even to take retirees' homes as they've retroactively changed tax laws on pensions and things. That's got them upset because they're even trying to take some of the IRS people's property who have been, you know, retired but are back in the workforce. They are being ordered. Now, here's the big news that's not in the Associated Press and Reuters in the last 2 days. They have been forced to report on this because last week I said we were going to have a whistleblower report soon dealing with illegal aliens being given tax ID numbers. You heard us talk about it last week. And I was just collating the data, and actually I was mentioning this last week, and CJ just brought in a Accounting Today article, IRS discouraged employees from identifying fraudulent ITIN applications, the fake tax ID numbers. which they can then get tax returns, they can get tax paybacks for children. And they go after citizens if they do this. This is for illegal aliens. It's part of the incentive. And they report 2.9 million ITIN, or 6.8 billion in 2011. And the word is, it's a lot bigger than this. I was told by one of these people about addresses in Austin where hundreds of thousands of dollars a year goes. I mean, they'll do 20, 30, 40, 50. That's what I was saying. And he ran in here. CJ was searched. What I was saying is a lot of this, you know, these whistleblowers are like, look, some of this is already public. This is months ago. You got to look into it. You got to cover it. And then in the last few weeks, they're like, look, this is really coming to a head. Morale has collapsed because we realize we're doing total criminal activity and our higher ups say continue it. But here's what hasn't been broken yet. Well, let me hit this first. 150, and again, this is admitted now to have broken out of Austin. 154 mailing addresses that were used in 1,000 or more of the ITIN applications. 10 individual addresses were used for filing 53,994 tax returns, resulting in the processing of 86.4 million in fraudulent tax. See, I hadn't seen this. CJ ran in. I was talking about hundreds of thousands, 400, 500,000 at one Austin address. I was like, give me an example of the fraud. They go, half a million at one address, hundreds of tax returns. See, and I'm sorry, it's worse than that. This is just what my whistleblowers are telling me, because I'm right in the middle of the biggest IRS command center in the country. 154 mailing addresses were used 1,000 or more times on ITIN applications. 10 individual addresses were used for filing 53,994 tax returns. I mean, huge, huge information here. And it's in the Associated Press. They were ordered to stand down. And they've told them they will prosecute them. What did the ATF head say 2 weeks ago? He put out a video that, by the way, said restricted. They weren't supposed to release it, as if they're the CIA. And said, we're going to grind down on you. That's a quote. We're going to come after you if you release any information. You must go through the agency. An agency that bombed Oklahoma City and blew up Waco. I mean, that's who did it, the ATF. We've talked to the cops that were there. I mean, these are killers, folks. These are murdering terrorists at the top. Now, is there some ATF that aren't criminals? Well, surely. That's why this stuff got leaked. But they're telling them, we're going to come after you. This is very... Look, the sky's the limit. They've gotten away with all this. They'll get away with anything. And if you think all this is just going to end with Mitt Romney... You got another thing coming. Sure, it repudiates the system if you get a one-term president. But they have to go to jail to stop this. They're going for broke. Folks, they're shutting down a third of the power plants nationwide, conservatively right now. Do you have any idea what that's going to do to our economy? They knew full well when they put a 20% tax 2 years ago in California that it would take a 22% unemployment rate and push it past 30, and now it has. It's a value added that you don't see in the bottom line, but it's added into the price. You don't see them say it's a tax, but you get it. These are criminals, folks. We have been seized by absolute filth. And of course they give the illegal aliens free money. And they admit that's who's getting it. Citizens aren't allowed to. They want an incentive to bring the illegals here to vote for gun control and tyranny. We've got a report of 100 million Americans on welfare now. 100 million. And they think the government's their friend. As the economy gets worse and worse, many people say, okay, I drop out. I go on welfare. Meanwhile, the system is going after lemonade stands, gardens, Amish, people selling tomatoes on the side of the highway. And why is that? Because they cannot allow that. They're banning cash all over the country in secondhand sales. Don't believe me? Just type in state bans cash in secondhand sales. Multiple states. They're coming. They mean business. They're arresting women when their kids draw with chalk on the sidewalk. A son in a little house with tulips growing, like my daughters do on the sidewalk. You're arrested. You're fined. You're going to jail. Because they want normal people to learn to be prisoners. Just like in Russia, just like in Nazi Germany, just like in China or Cuba. It's over if we don't wake up now. They mean business. And they will announce guns are banned. They got the bills introduced. They will start a civil war in this country. These are larcenous. They enjoy the robbing banks. They just learned how to rob societies. They like the fact they're in danger. They like the fact that they could go to prison, like Madoff and Ken Lay. These are maniacs. Folks, criminals of this mastermind level do it because they like it, okay? People are like, well, why do they want to screw up the most successful economy in the world? Because they want to dominate everything. Don't you understand how much danger we're in? Do any of you have any idea how much danger we're in right now? We are in so much trouble. Now, here's the big news that is not in the... I mean, they admit it's being used to steal identities, but the IRS is not just in a mutiny and having a crisis of conscience like people had in Romania against Ceausescu or Operation Valkyrie against Hitler, but it's more political because they're really realizing just how criminal they are. I mean, they're complicit in it. Just saying, oh, whistleblowing, I can't tell you. That doesn't cover what they've done. They all know they're involved in crime right now. Massive crime that's ruining lives. I mean, they jerked the wedding rings off people's hands as they retroactively change laws to set you up. I mean, it's about imploding. Here's the big secret. Millions of people a year, the number is 5 million, and I'm actually finding this out there hidden in plain view. 5 million people the IRS goes after a year, at least, are having their identity taken by organized crime syndicates and governments, Russia, China, you name it, our own criminal so-called government. Governments are releasing Social Security numbers on purpose. The comptroller didn't release those in Texas by accident. Bank of America doesn't release millions by accident. They release them so because it's a form of weaponized attack on America and other free societies. With these tax ID numbers, even though they don't match the Social Security numbers, now when you go in and the IRS won't even tell you when they've got you red flagged, your identity's been taken, they consider it you when the illegals or the crime syndicates both do it, sit there and take your identity and get all this money. You are going to have your bank account hit. And it's been going on for years now, but it's building. Your bank account is hit. The IRS takes your money saying you did fraudulent tax returns and it's never resolved and your life is destroyed. And the government likes it. I mean, this is power, folks. This is siege. Cutting our power off, letting the illegals and foreign governments jack up bills in our name. I mean, they are going to gut this country one way or the other. $22 billion to ship General Motors overseas. Carbon taxes to shut us down. I mean, we're under attack. The Federal Reserve wants this country destroyed. And they take the stimulus money and give it to offshore corporations to further bankrupt us. I mean, they know what they're doing. They're raiding non-union pension funds. That came out this week. I mean, wow. Big John.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
So, bottom line, here's what's happening at the IRS. They're being ordered with retroactive fake laws to just rob 70%+ of the money they're getting is just robbing retirees, taking everything they got, their houses, wedding rings, everything. It's just decimating their ranks. So they're mainly just hiring illegals and foreigners. They'll do anything they're told for whatever reason. That's who they're hiring. Kind of like CPS in England's a bunch of foreigners don't even speak English, kidnapping the kids. And now they are told it doesn't matter if somebody stole that person's identity and did fraud in their name. Take their bank account. And they salute and take your account and ruin your life and feel bad about it. But it doesn't matter. You know, those that feel bad will get out, just like TSA. And those that enjoy it, the criminal conversion will happen. Until now, the TSA runs your background to make sure you're a criminal before they hire you. When they discover you're a criminal, you get the command job. Oh, you're a pedophile. You're a convicted pedophile. You'll be the commander. Oh, you are a convicted bank robber. Oh, you will be the commander. That's actually in the news. You are now the commander. You heard Dr. Pechenik yesterday had his class 3, that's narcotics, folks, sleeping pills stolen. I had a baby rattle stolen. $80-something dollar Tiffany I bought in New York for my daughter when she was a few months old, when I was in New York. Doesn't matter. Hey, I'm scum. I'm an American filth rag. here to wipe the snout of criminals. And you know what? We put up with it, so we deserve it. Land of the pathetic cowards, home of the stupid slaves. So I know the IRS is listening in Austin, Texas. People are always like, you criticize the IRS, aren't you worried about getting arrested? No, most of them listen and know the truth. Most of them know it's criminal. They don't like it. Hey, that isn't enough to not like it. You got to come out. You've got to fight it. Listen, this is only going to get worse if we don't start speaking out, folks. Oh, see, it wasn't about wealth redistribution to help the poor, was it? You know what it's really about. It's about shipping that money to offshore banks, isn't it? Does it feel good taking old people's houses all day? Does it feel good taking people's bank accounts because somebody stole their identity and you know it and you gave the codes out so they could do it? Does it feel good? No, it doesn't feel good. But you know what? The New World Order knows what they're doing. They know you're all going to leave. And they're just going to hire crooks. And then the real fun's going to start, isn't it? Yeah, tyrants have got this all figured out, don't they? The public isn't going to figure it out till everything we've got's taken, until the globalists lead us into a giant world war like they always do. And if the globalists succeed, they'll then reduce our population and the rest of it. And it doesn't matter, though, because the American team beat the American team in volleyball last night. And she thanked the troops, like she always does. Miss May thanked the troops, which doesn't really help the troops. She should have said, it's wrong you're taking the death benefits of the troops. Of course, she doesn't know that. It's up to us to educate her. But if we did, would she? No, instead it's, I support the troops, which means supports putting the troops in a meat grinder, which means do what you're told, support the troops. Just throw that out there. Let's go to Antoine in Florida. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Hey, buddy.
I got a great story and two solutions. One story, it was about the CPS. I knew you always was telling the truth until I saw it from my own family.
The child pedophile services?
But this is way worse, what you're talking about. Okay, so my uncle, all right, on my dad's side. Now, I really don't talk to them that much because a lot of them are criminals.
I understand. Tell me what happened.
So he did tax fraud. He had two kids. He used to use cocaine and his wife. So he took the kids as they normally do. So my aunt, she never did none of that. So she tried to take, custody. They kept fighting her. But guess who came in? It was Homeland Security.
And what happened?
They kept fighting her. They won't let her see her. The kids, she said she saw them one time. They looked kind of drugged up.
Yeah, Homeland Security is into everything now. And, I've got the report right here. You got to kill the ugly black babies. So if they can't kill them physically, they're going to try to kill their brains. How old are these victims now in the clutches of the Jerry Sandusky Homeland Force?
They're 3 and 4, and yes, they are black. I am African American.
They want to kill them, so they probably will. Well, I'm sorry to hear that the Homeland Security's got them. They're going to try to brain damage them and then dump them out on the street as zombies when they're 18. So Homeland Security, of course you can't let a family member, that the CPS fights to make sure children aren't given to families. But I'm sorry that you can't get the black leaders to help you. Their job is to make sure all the blacks are killed as quickly as possible as well.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, it tears my guts out when people like the last caller call up and talk about little children being taken by the CPS. Because even though society's degenerating and a lot of parents are bad, the Justice Department's own numbers, last time I checked, was that you were 5 to 7 times, depending on what state, the average is about 5 times, to be abused by CPS than in any other environment. It is literally swimming with pedophiles. And that's on record. Children die 7 times more often. 2/3 of foster children nationwide are on more than 7 psychotropic drugs. This is all in the news. Medical doctors that have worked for the CPS have gone public because they say, yeah, we took a healthy 5-year-old. 2 years later, he was on 12 drugs, having seizures. They did brain surgery on him. He's dead. Yeah, that's a WOAI report. They even do medical experiments on them because the CPS gets more money the more sick your child is. And I have seen things myself with the CPS covering it back when I was just a local reporter 15, 16 years ago that I had to stop physically going and covering it because I couldn't handle it. I mean, torturing me is hurting children. That is absolute torture. They're innocent. They're good. I saw a cop choking a woman to make them give up her blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby they can get up to $500,000 for. And I opened the door, and the cop was choking her. And I had to fight all my instincts, as I knew, to defeat them. I had to stay out of prison. So my absolute hatred of their evil made me go out. But then I started crawling around on the ground outside, and I called into some talk radio shows. Couldn't even talk when I got on one of them. It was John Statmiller's show, broke down crime. People thought I was talking about my child, but it was my child. These are all our children. And I literally was crawling around on the ground because in my life, if I catch a man attacking a woman to kidnap a baby, I mean, I was just ready, ladies and gentlemen, to take that guy's head off with my bare arms. And it was the same type, smiling, leering type. You know, that they have as specialists to take the kids, and he was smiling, enjoying, grabbing the mother by the neck to make her sign it. And I just happened to come in. They, you know, they called, so they were pressuring. We got there. Mike Hansen was with me. He was behind me. He got some of it on tape. And they're like, get out of here, get out of here. And I saw it and became physically nauseous because I had to ignore all of my basic programming as a healthy male to let them do that. And it was just... It makes me physically feel sick right now. I'm not kidding. I'm having flashbacks right now. And people are like, oh, what's the big deal? See, you've had your humanity taken, folks. Choking a woman to make them take their newborn baby for no reason because they're just a poor family. And all these people are like, oh, yeah, you know, blacks deserve to be in prison. You know, look at them, all this. Black folks have been the test model of all this. And they fan out what they do to blacks. To everybody else, I'm going to go to your calls. I want to play this Paul Watson report, then I'll go back to him. Margaret Sanger, I didn't just believe the quotes when I made Endgame. I sent off to the universities, to the Colgate Foundation and others, and Procter & Gamble subgroup, where Margaret Sanger's letters about we've got to exterminate these black weeds, but we've got to pose as liberals to do it, and how they were going to break up the family and make abortion sexy. And so all of you folks that don't like black people out there or are scared of black folks, most white people I know actually admire, you know, black people and think it's neat and whatever because it's what, you know, different, but they're also real scared of black people. And the media does that on purpose. And then the culture of death, the gangsterism, all of that that's sold to black folks and then sold to everybody else is pure death. They want to abort them culturally if they can't abort them in the womb, or CPS them and get them on drugs, or get them in the juvenile justice system. And everything that's been tested on the blacks, government drug dealing in their neighborhoods, letting that be the red light district, that's exported to everybody else. And you can see that in society. In the 40s and 50s, the numbers vary, but black illegitimacy was 25% or so. Now it's over 90%. People spin it and say, oh, you just, you know, what's wrong with not having a parent at home? The point is you're 4 or 5 times more likely to end up in prison or on drugs. And they know this, and they make it fun, they make it sexy, and everybody just turns their daughters over in junior high and high school to get pregnant, and the most aggressive gangster type come after them, and then you just have abortions. I mean, it's just a hellish society done by design to bring us down. And they kill 51% of blacks in this country before they're born. And whites, going back 50, 60 years ago, it was in single digits, single parent. Now it's over 50%. And with it, all of the stuff that comes with it. So this is what feminism was designed to do. And it hasn't empowered women. Look at where women are. Look at where the whole society is. We're destroyed. And I engage in some satire there with the last caller, very dark satire, because it pains me that they've got the little kids and they're gonna basically kill their brains. I even kill them. You know, they kill them quite often. And it's just like, yeah, kids died in foster care, no big deal. You know, the head of Penn State's now gone to work for Homeland Security in something so secret they won't tell us. I mean, that's who runs this. People who like hurting kids. And so the caller was talking about Homeland Security getting involved. And yeah, they're involved in everything now. They're showing up at swap meets and garage sales and arresting people. People are like, but I'm just selling an old toy. They're like, well, this was recalled 10 years ago. We're $1 million fine. We're taking your house. I mean, it's just creeping federal scum everywhere who work for terrorists that ship guns into Mexico and ship narcotics in from Afghanistan. I mean, this is a mafia. These are criminals. These are trash. These are filth. These are murderers. These are the scum of the earth. They're here to overthrow us. They're here to eat out our substance. Swarms of bureaucrats sent out to eat out our substance. It's here. And I'm just willing to tell you like it is and risk my life because there's no future if we don't beat them. See, that's why I get so mad people say I'm a hero. And I want to make this point for the thousandth time. Folks, this is survival you're watching. This is fighting back. This is somebody recognizing a threat 18 years ago, trying to get into the media, getting my own little operation, building it piece by piece, and then everything I've talked about coming true as we build towards this, and now we've built some momentum against the enemy. We're at least in the fight because others before me saw the threat even before I did, and we all stand on their shoulders together now. The Department of Energy took more than 4,000 children and radiated them to death, ladies and gentlemen. The admitted declassified reports talk about the different dosages. Sometimes they would melt them like an egg on a skillet to the stretcher, to the metal table. That's who runs the government. Okay, people that take little kids and put them in a thing and microwave oven them. I was at a kid's house one time, and I've had nightmares about it, because I'll stomp on a cockroach. But he goes, watch this, and he grabs a big palmetto bug. It was in Dallas. So he was actually a few years older. We were at his brother, who was in college, his apartment. And he goes, watch this, and scoops up a big cockroach and puts it in a baggie and puts it in the microwave. And I'll never forget that roach scabbering around trying to get out of that bag, and that bag moving around. Just that, it was the torturing of it. I have nightmares about it. Can you imagine those little kids being fried down on that? I mean, that's who runs America and the whole world. They think it's strength. That's why Satanists sacrifice kids. It's about the power to take a little baby. And Satanists will take hours lancing it and sucking the blood and torturing it. And I mean, it's just like, what? I mean, we've got to beat these people. You're crazy if you just go party and don't care and let the evil grow. The good people of this country are buying guns. We're buying millions a month. We know who the enemy is. We're trying to fix things as best we can. But everybody has to draw their line in the sand. But we are overrun by demons. If demons aren't real, might as well be. These people are demons. And I've seen them. I've looked in their eyes. I know who they are. And reality is so crazy. And evil is duplicating itself, replicating, doubling every year now. Soon it'll be every month. And then evil will start doubling every week, every day, every hour. That's how it works. I mean, it is just because they're getting us all just accustomed to just a craziness. I mean, the magnitude of letting them take your two-year-old son or daughter and strip them in front of people at the airport or take them crying behind closed doors where some weird, creepy pedophile right out of Central Casting takes your crying five-year-old daughter behind closed doors. We abort our babies? Of course we're going into hell. We lie to ourselves in Gloria Steinem. Guys, pull up Gloria Steinem. I had an abortion. Type up Gloria Steinem. I had an abortion. We'll show the photo of people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's her smiling, making an Illuminati sign. She's going, I had an abortion. And she's saying it's a sacrifice. She goes, I killed my baby. And I like it. I mean, it's one thing if you killed your kid. It's one thing, you know, if it's in the first trimester and you made excuses or whatever. It's another thing to say, I killed it. That level of evil and icy wickedness actually makes my heart flutter. My heart just fluttered. I mean, when I image those eyes, those cold, snake-like eyes of Gloria Steinem, like a viper. You ever come up on a water moccasin or a rattlesnake in the woods? We got a ranch. I've come up on both. One time I had a deer rifle. The other time I had an AK-47 semi-auto. Both times they were coiled up on a riverbank, creek bed bank. And I just step back and lower the rifle. That viper's just looking at you with those snake eyes, those great white eyes, those one-way eyes. Just looking at you. That's how she just looks at you. Here, I'll show you guys. Watch this. Gloria Steinem. I'll put it in the search engine. We can punch up my computer. Gloria. There it is. There it is. Yeah, move it up a little bit. Thank you. I had an abortion. Yeah, that's not the full photo. Let me pull it up. The full photo is actually from Planned Parenthood. It's a promotion they did. Gloria Steinem, I had an abortion. It's all part of flaunting it in your face. Images, here it is. Guys, just punch up my screen here. I've got it. You'll just punch up my screen. I'll show people. There you go. I had an abortion with an Illuminati sign of sacrifice. She says, I opened up my third eye when I had him put a blender in me. Now, let's go ahead. Now they're saying kill people up to age 3. Now let's go ahead and go to killing the ugly black babies, to quote the abortionist. This is standard procedure. Here it is.
Here's another crazy story. Abortionist sees aborting ugly black babies as a service to the taxpayers. Now, they got this video of a pro-life Christian group confronting an abortion doctor. The doctor says his abortions save taxpayers money, prevent shootings like the one in Colorado, and rid the world of ugly black babies. So let's go to the clip.
Okay, you get it?
You would rather profit off of those
children? No, I'm not profiting. I, as a taxpayer, do not wish to pay for those babies to be born and brought up and kill those people in Colorado. Go ahead and pay for that. Let me see you adopt one of those ugly black babies.
You tell us, we'll adopt them.
Yeah, go ahead. Adopt those babies, okay? Take them off the taxpayers' money, okay?
Give us a chance to adopt them.
So there you have it. Basically, they confront the abortionist, and he says, why do you want all these ugly black babies? Taxpayers just going to have to pay for them anyway. And then, of course, they all go on to commit mass shootings like the one in Colorado. It makes perfect sense, right? Well, it goes right to the heart of what we've discussed many times, which is what abortion is all about at its foundational level, which is modern-day eugenics and racism. Of course, you can trace it back to Marie Stopes, and even before that, Marie Stopes was this big women's rights activist who is celebrated in Britain. They put a face on the stamps and everything. And she was the person who helped open the first abortion clinics in Britain back in the 1920s. And by the 1930s, she kept herself busy by writing love letters to Adolf Hitler while advocating compulsory sterilization of non-whites and other people with, quote, bad character. This is the woman that's the big denizen of the women's rights movement in Britain. And now her charity, Marie Stopes International, advertises in women's magazines through these public relations articles, encouraging women under 30 years old to be sterilized so they can't have kids. And all the women read this, and it's all very trendy now to get sterilized before the age of 30. And basically, while she was busy writing love letters to Hitler and saying how great his population control policies were, She was setting up all these abortion clinics in poor areas of Britain. And who did she leave her estate to when she died? Well, the Eugenics Society, better known today as the Galton Institute, which, according to its own website, promotes funding, quote, for the practical delivery of family planning facilities, especially in developing countries. So, in other words, the same organization that once advocated sterilizing black people to achieve racial purity in the same vein as the Nazis, as Marie Stope wrote her love letters to Adolf Hitler, is now bankrolling the abortion of black babies in the Third World. And of course, you can trace the same trajectory back to Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. Of course, they're in the United States. They also set up all the abortion clinics in the poor areas, in the areas where black people lived. And Sanger was on record as a racist to advocate the sterilization of black people. And of course, she was also part of the Galton Institute, formerly the Eugenics Society. So no surprise that modern day abortionists now cite the necessity to get rid of, quote, ugly black babies as part of their job.
All right.
Because that's the bottom line about
the rest of Paul Watson's report is up at Infowars.com. We've also got recordings of Planned Parenthood advertising to donors that, yeah, we'll guarantee all your money goes to kill black babies. Because that's what it was. And again, then you got to put up with all the black folks conditioned that white people are all evil and 95% of them voting for Obama. And I'm not saying vote for Mitt Romney, but Obama has massively increased the money to kill as many black people as possible, not just here, but in Africa. So here's the deal. I don't have any guilt myself. I hadn't done jack squat to you. Stop obsessing over fake racial issues of inequality while you're murdering your own people. All right, here's the deal. I haven't gotten to a lot of your calls yet. I'm going to do that and push our guests back to about 15 after so we can get to your calls. If you want to support what we're doing, please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the free podcast. Please sign up for our free newsletters at InfoWars.com/newsletter. You'll also get the free newspaper/magazine when it comes out in a few weeks there. If you're signed up for that, a digital copy. We're going to have hard copies available. Buy the books, the videos, the high-quality pro-pure water filters at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsShop.com. They are discounted. They're 10% off. Nobody's got that price with the promo code WATER. There's a lot of great videos, books. All of it is about the InfoWar, and it's important to have hard copies of all these. All of my films, all the films we carry, Noble Lie, exposing the current people in power for their activities in stage terror. Same crew back under Clinton's time that did Oklahoma. The Justice Department, just vicious killers. And we need your help to expose these murderers immediately. So this is just the truth. I mean, only the truth is going to set us free. And we just are run by absolute murdering criminals. And you're like, well, why don't they murder you? Because if they do, it'll highlight everything I've said and done. They've already tried to infiltrate us, set us up, shut me up, demonize me. God stands with those that stand firm against evil. Doesn't mean I won't be destroyed. But we must defeat these globalists. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. We'll go to your calls this segment, the next segment, and part of the next. Try to get at least this group of callers out of the way. They've been holding the longest. Steve, Evan, Dave, Bruce, and others. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Steve, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. We were blessed to meet you out here at the Bilderbergs, and we're out here at that time with you and Aaron. But I had a question. I was wondering, do you see any relationship between the chemtrails and the drought, the severe weather going on?
I predicted probably 500 times on air in the last decade, because the government said they do it. I didn't really predict it. Owning the weather, weaponizing the weather, that they are engaging in weaponized weather operations to bankrupt the country. They've got more than half the country in an emergency. And then they say, pay Al Gore money for carbon taxes, and the bad weather will go away. And polar bears will learn how to swim again. And so will penguins. There's no doubt they're doing weather modification everywhere. They admit they are. They just say it's classified. Bill Gates is dumping sulfur dioxide all over the U.S. publicly. And he gets taxpayer money to do it. He gets paid to dump it on you. And it's in the news. And yeah, no, they're jacking with everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I've noticed at the airport here nearby, one day I actually saw this plane go by. It might have been, it probably was outfitted for chemicals, but it had the Evergreen on it. I know that's supposed to be the company, is it? One of the main companies dealing with the, that has the contract for that, the chemtrail or the putting that stuff out. And
I've seen those reports, and I know they're a shadowy group, but most of the spraying is around storms to manipulate them when it's done specifically. But they have patents where the nuclei are added to jet fuel through the three big distributors, so the companies don't even know. Then they work with airline manufacturers to even slightly change the turbine settings to have, to disperse it better. So it's in the jet fuel, sir.
The crews don't even realize that they're...
No, they don't even... There's over 50 patents on it. It's so diabolical, it'll make your head spin.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, I appreciate the information. We're strong supporters. We're always telling people things. We're trying to share with them, trying to wake people up. Sometimes it's a challenging thing.
Well, yeah, when you're faced with pure evil, the average person just doesn't know how to deal with it. Plus, when the pure evil dances around and goes, I'm liberal, I'm loving, sweetsy, sweetsy, it's for your own good.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into another hour of global transmission. Taking your phone calls right now. We'll examine a bunch of global and economic news and talk to one of our guests about false flag terror. And is this the start of a launch of Operation Gladio here domestically? I believe so. The evidence points towards that. We've got a very informative guest joining us, Holland van den Nieuwenhoff, coming up in the next segment. Let's go ahead and go to Evan in Pennsylvania. Evan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going out there?
It's going all right, my friend.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. I'm so sick and tired of these criminal pieces of trash thinking they run our lives. Didn't this used to be a sovereign nation at one time, sir?
Yeah, but we're run by eugenicists who promised to get control of food and water and poisonous, and most people are brain damaged now, and they're taking over. They're giving illegal aliens their Social Security numbers and... tax IDs, letting them run up bills in our name and then taking citizens' homes, and the IRS knows it.
it just makes me sick to no end. I'm a young man, I'm 26, and I say we tell as many people about this stuff as possible. There's overwhelming evidence that these criminals are in our face doing exactly what you're saying they're on.
No, they admit it. I mean, I was told this months ago by whistleblowers and was getting the evidence together, and now it's in the Associated Press. But they're like, oh, yeah, we give the illegals cards and let them make billions of dollars and... You know, each house gets, you know, hundreds of millions in some cases. I mean, I was reading this. It was worse than whistleblowers told me. But then it's the part about when they use a citizen's ID number sometimes, the IRS knows the citizen's innocent, but we're seen as the target schmuck, shucker, chump. And we know the police and courts are geared to savage citizens. And so then they use that to frame up the citizen and take everything they got. And now the IRS is having a pang of conscience. I mean, that is evil, man. I mean, that is just, who thinks of stuff that's diabolical?
Hey, I don't know, but let me tell you a personal experience I had happen to me. I've been carrying on daily basis up here in Pennsylvania, and I had a stop last month of 10 minutes of the Nazi police telling me that I need to give them ID. Well, I caught it on YouTube, and I got a link to it if you don't mind me saying it.
Yeah, no, it's, well, everybody wearing their guns in public is so beautiful because 5 years ago they beat you up. Then 3 years ago, they'd arrest you. Now they just want your ID. They're backing off. We were at Bilderberg, and protesters showed up with guns. And let me tell you, everybody, the police got real polite when that happened. And I talked to the people. They weren't provocateurs. And the media that was there didn't know what to say. Hey, folks, we run this country. Just because a bunch of child-molesting bankers took over doesn't mean we're not taking the country back. Go ahead. Tell us what happened. Tell us the YouTube.
It's Francis Penisak, all one word, no spaces, nothing special. And here what happened is a 10-minute ordeal of them stopping me after they already admit they'd stopped me five times before. And at one point, I kid you not, I have it on video, I have a cop on my left look at me and say, I said, well, shouldn't you be following the Constitution? With a straight face, he says to me, when the president follows the Constitution, I will. And then him and the other officer have a laugh about it.
Isn't that? Oh, no, no, that's what happens with corruption. Well, everybody else is corrupt. Why shouldn't I? Okay, well, let me tell you something, cop. They're going to take your pension fine, and they're going to put fluoride in your water, which they're already doing. So you think it's fun to get rid of our protection? Go ahead and find out. It's like going out in space without a spacesuit, okay? And, you know, good. I want to see this video. So it's your name. It's, you know, send it to showtips@infowars.com right now, okay?
Okay, I think I did send it last month to Watson and someone else, but I don't know if they got it or not. And can you give me that one more time?
It's showtips@infowars.com.
Okay, and I'll give it out one more time. It's Francis Penny Sack.
Yeah, that's not the great way to do a video search. What's the name of the video?
Open Carry Illegal Stop.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those, but Open Carry Illegal Stop.
It's one of the biggest ones on there.
Brother, that's already. Man, I'm not putting you down. That's just, I'm giving you a tip. People always want to go www.thewebsite/blah blah 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 blah. The best thing to do is just give us the headline. Give it to me. All right, we'll be right back. More calls straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, it's very simple. A technocratic ruling class has written countless books and textbooks going back 160 years ago, roughly, 1850s or so in England, the U.S., and Germany. France as well, but mainly those countries, bragging that they would build a technocratic technological control system, take control of human development, create a subboid servant class. They envisioned robots. They envisioned atomic weapons by 1900. They really laid out the whole plan. They invented computers at IBM to just track genetics. They envisioned DNA and undoubtedly had secrets the ancients already had that they've been passing forward through secret societies. They're playing God. And they see us as a disease. And they hire armies of just really nasty people that like to abuse folks for petty power trips and other reasons. And we're in a lot of trouble as a society. Coming up here in 6 or 7 minutes, we're going to get a guest on about the shootings that we've been seeing. And is this a prelude towards bigger staged events ahead of Obama signing an executive order to restrict guns? He did say last week, we can pull it up in the Hill newspaper, that he may implement everything in the Cybersecurity Act, tracking the web, getting rid of due process, internet taxes, tracking, you know, internet IDs, internet blacklist, and banning semi-autos and online ammo sales and things. He said he may do executive order. You saw that in the news. And undoubtedly, I've looked at these. They lean heavily towards false flag. We have a government that's done these before. Don't forget Fast and Furious. It has all the classic MO. We have to look at that. That's coming up in a moment. But right now, let's go to Bryce in Missouri. Bryce, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I got some good news to share. I've been talking to a lot of different Christian groups and Christian people out there about what's going on. And granted, most of those people look at me like deer in the headlights, but some people kind of actually know some bits and pieces but aren't really connecting the dots and stuff like that. So I've been just passing out this movie and actually showed it in our own Sunday school class. And it's really receiving well reviews.
What movie is that again?
Yeah, Panacea, The Cure for Humankind.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'll have to send me a copy.
Well, I actually contacted Rob a few times, and he says he can see what he could do, and even get Pastor Mac, the guy who's been interviewed on there. I mean, he's like no other pastor out there. I mean, there's very few pastors, let's just say that are really in tune with the truth and stuff. So, I'm getting like really real reviews and stuff. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous here. But one thing that I have noticed is that there's a lot of people out there who aren't Christian, who are more in tune with the devil's lies than the Christians are. So it's like, I think that we really need to get up there and...
Well, yeah, that's because most Christians are going to zombie churches. I appreciate your call. Most of these churches are government run through the 501c3 and through their denominations, taken over by the National Council and then World Council of Churches. I mean, they brag about it. You're taught to be a slave. You're taught to worship tyranny. You're taught to go to sleep and wait for the rapture, and that's the end of it, while the whole world goes to hell in a handbasket because the preachers tell us 1987 is the rapture, and 1990 and 95 and 97 and 2000 and 2010 and 2011 and 2012 and the New Agers, it's the end of the world in December, and it's never the end of the world. It's the end of freedom, the end of everything decent. Everybody's just waiting for it all to end. You know, I'm just going to cover what's happening and what the globalists are doing to us. More than 100,000 preachers have been hired, part of clergy response team. They love it. They're little secret agents spying on their flock, creeping around. I mean, these are just despicable, un-American trash, cowardly filth, who just want to get money from the globalists, the bankers, occupation force. They're collaborators. To use a fictional account, it's like, which is based on real accounts of things that happen, it's like Red Dawn, where the mayor and the preacher are ratting everybody out. This is, they'll stand there while we're lined up and shot and love it. They bow to evil. The devil's right hand. These churches are the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. Mama said the preachers were the devil's right hand, these modern preachers. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. Worldwide Transmission. How do you hear?
I'm good, sir.
Thank you. I just wanted to know if you heard Obama's latest comments. It sounded like he was talking to children, and he was saying, now we're a family, and we have this violence. We have to do something about this, and he had a lot of pauses, and he said, we're going to have to make some tough decisions as a family.
Who said that?
The lines there.
Who said that?
Obama. I just heard it when I was getting off work today at 6 a.m.
Well, guys, pull up Obama's statements on guns. It was on guns, correct?
Yes. Well, you know what? He didn't say it was on guns. He just said that we're a family, we're going to have to do something about this violence, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if there's been a 0.1 increase in mass shootings above five people since 1992, Justice Department's own numbers. It doesn't matter if it's way down the list, shootings, period. It doesn't matter if cities where they've taken all the guns, like New York and Chicago, or cesspits of crime and victim disarmament and abuse. It doesn't matter. Yeah, no, he's getting ready for the executive order. He said last week, I may sign an executive order banning all semi-autos. And then they dream of making examples of people. I just saw the footage that a guy called in about himself in Pennsylvania with an open carry, and the cops come up with their guns, and the guy says, you know it's legal for me to have a gun. They're like, we don't care. We don't follow the Constitution anymore. And they were watching it during the break. They say, we don't follow the Constitution anymore because the president doesn't. And that's what it is. And they want the guns so the foreign banks can bring this country down. And, I mean, it's just a lawless murder crew. What about the thousands that died, Mr. Criminal President, because you shipped guns into Mexico to blame our Second Amendment, you stinking piece of trash? Go ahead. I mean, so what else did you hear Obama say? Hell, I'll pull it up right now. Go ahead.
Well, that's all I heard him say about that. But then you were also talking about race, and this almost sounds racist for me to say this, but I think I should tell you about this story. When I in 1989, I bought a house. I'm very white. I'm a very white person. But I bought a house in the city. I was the only white person in that house, and I was welcomed into that neighborhood so warmly, and I lived there for 13 years, and there was never any friction that I noticed. I treated them with respect. They treated me with respect. And I just think it's so racist that I have to bring this up. But that's the way you do it. You just get along with other human beings.
Well, that's multiculturalism is about getting everybody so scared of each other that no one communicates with each other. That's what this... Listen, all the modern liberals went to schools. They're all racist, including the black ones. They love it. I mean, I've seen black people talk bad about... listen, they're pimps. They want to run broke-down people. Okay? That's the bottom line here. And they know exactly what they're doing. They're experts at it. And I can't tell you how many people, when I, years ago, had time to do it, I would go protest abortion clinics. Yes, folks, I've done that. And people come up and say, you don't want those black babies. That's a standard deal. And I'd say, actually, there's statistics showing that there are Christian organizations that are trying to adopt even more black babies than are even being aborted. And there's more, way more adoptions each year than there are people giving them up for adoption. And by the way, my family adopted an unwanted Korean child from Korea. Okay. I mean, there's such a premium on snatching up all the white kids for CPS to be sold off to rich white people and others, but also globalists like to kill them. That goes on a lot. That, it wasn't a big issue, but it's like, well, what type of child, you know, should we try to get? Because my mom couldn't have children after me. Well, I remember going talking to communities, people that were adopting Korean children. The point is that there's a huge lack of children to be adopted. People who have children and can't have anymore know how great and loving and good children are. They want, I mean, we may adopt someday if we don't have more children. We've got three. And I'll just be quite frank about it. I mean, I might adopt five children. One reason I do want to actually make some money and keep some money, I want to take care of children. I want to protect them and build them up and see them strong. And there's all these people lined up that want to adopt children. And they got black liberal groups that fight to keep whites from adopting black children. They'd rather have them chopped up and thrown in a trash can or used for medical experiments. And that's the liberal parasite black leaders, because they're not liberals. I mean, Margaret Sanger said, she said, we're going to hire blacks, we're going to call ourselves liberal, we're going to kill these people. And you know what? They kill them. They kill them good. And, you try to talk to the average, wrapped out, New World ordered out black person, say 20-year-old male, they'll just laugh at you. I've tried, and they're like, shut up, you white idiot. You don't want to sit there and tell me, oh, yeah, right. They don't want to hear about it. They just want to feel like they're winners, just like the yuppies want to feel like Romney's going to save them. It's fantasy world. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with our guests, and we'll get to your calls before the show ends, those that are holding. People like Freedom Fighter in Texas and others. But it's delusion. People just want to believe they're winning. They just want to believe they're on the winning team. Yeah, I voted for Obama, they say, because you know why? You know, we're moving up in the world. Moving on up, moving on up. Oh, yeah, you're moving on up. Half your people are murdered before they're even born. And I'm just sick of it all. I mean, I think about it, it just makes me want to throw up. And then, they're killing the black babies. They're hunting the white babies because people want them. Hunting them. I've been hunted at the hospital. Honey, will you take this downstairs to the nurse first time? And I won't come back. My wife said, that lady was asking me how much money we got, if I'm nice to you, if we're doing okay. And then I put in the computer. And the next time I had a child, I said, you're putting that into a health department database with the CPS. She's like, yes. And why are you asking? You had this predatory look. And I said, you need to get that look off your face. I know you sit here and like a big spider prey on people all day. CPS is five times more like, I don't play games with people anymore. You got all these spider people that serve the system because they think some black uniform is behind them. They got power. All you got's the cancer water you drink, scum.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, a few weeks ago we had him sit in as a guest host. He did a great job. I wanted to get him on for a little bit of this hour. Holland Vanden Nieuwenhoff's the writer, one of the researchers on the amazing film that we sell. In fact, here it is right here, A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 95, and we warn of new false flags by this administration because the Justice Department, a lot of the folks in the Justice Department at that time in 95 are the ones that were all over and heavily involved in Oklahoma City. We have this from survivors, police officers, the inventor of the neutron bomb, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, the late Hoppy Heidelberg. We have family members of the police officer, cop of the year, who was murdered for seeing the feds carry out the attack. And he wouldn't shut up. It's an award-winning film available at InfoWarsShop.com. A Noble Lie, 1995. But the reason I've got him popping in is, You know, he's a former Marine himself and a researcher, and we have been saying, that's why I'm in the film, it's why I promoted it so much, is I said they're going to stage terror attacks, mass shootings, bombings. And I believe this is a lead-up. And now Obama's talking about executive orders to go after our guns. Holland Van Den Nieuwen, officer native of Oklahoma, formerly served the U.S. Marine as a rifle squad leader. His broadcasting career is in 2007 as Radio Free Oklahoma. He's now syndicated in different areas of the United States. And he joins us here today. Holland, first off, great job doing the show one day last week. I guess it was last Monday, wasn't it? And it's great to have you here with us. I haven't gotten your take on these latest shootings, but boy, it sure fits the mold of all the past operations. We got the president of the Sikh saying guys casing and all these witnesses saying four people shooting. You got the Southern Poverty Law Center all over it. We know most of these white supremacist groups are just filled with feds. Did they shoot one of their own patsies? Did a cop show up and shoot one of the operatives? All I know is that this is the season for them to pull this off with five bills introduced to ban all semi-autos in this country.
Well, there is no doubt that an agenda is at play. Gun control was dead before these mass shootings because of Fast and Furious, which is no longer in the headlines, which killed up to 2,000 people, which is by definition a false flag attack, inflicting a wound upon yourself or another person and blaming it on someone else to fulfill a political agenda. So we see what is happening. We can look in the past. We can look at the Oklahoma City bombing. Of course, in A Noble Lie, we examine that. Some of those same people are back in power, including Eric Holder, who was Assistant Attorney General of the United States in the cover-up of the Oklahoma City bombing. He's now Attorney General of the United States. He directly executed Fast and Furious and is now overseeing this new wave of gun crimes that just appeared out of nowhere, these mass shootings. And the funny thing is, when you look at these mass shootings, when you look at other mass shootings that happen across the nation, there's not this huge level of evidence of government involvement. These past three shootings, the Sikh shooting in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, the Aurora shooting and the Tucson shooting, have Black Ops fingerprints all over them. When you look at other mass shootings in history, you don't see that. And we see the agenda they're pushing, which is gun control, which was dead before these attacks. And we can look in the past, how have they got gun control executed in other first world countries? In Britain, you have the Dunblane massacre at the primary school, where someone who is connected to a politically protected pedophile ring walked into a primary school and shot 16 grade schoolers and their teachers, killed them. And of course, the Firearms Amendment Act in Britain after that totally banned firearms. You had the Port Arthur massacre in Australia, which had Black Ops fingerprints all over it.
And the premier even said, we need a mass shooting to get their guns, and then it happened. And then we have Operation Gladio, where NATO and the Pentagon has been caught doing hundreds of these in Europe, including theater shootings. I mean, this is their specialty, to take liberties.
Exactly. At some point, they have to take the guns out of our hands. The agenda can only advance so far while we have the power to defend ourselves. And there is a very entrenched gun culture in this country, very entrenched, in contrast perhaps to Britain and Australia and other countries that have outright banned guns. Very strong. In fact, after the Aurora shooting, I believe Reuters showed that gun views on gun ownership had changed not at all.
Actually, some polls show people got more pro-gun and gun sales doubled on top of even the previous record, yes. Yeah, all we've got left in American culture is basically the gun culture. It cuts across the lines. People are all buying guns. We're winning. They're losing. They're panicking.
Exactly. So maybe this formula isn't exactly working, because the response I see in my fellow countrymen in response to these attacks is, well, I need a gun. Well, I do live in Oklahoma, of course, which has the highest rate of gun ownership in the country. But I don't think it's quite working. So I wonder if they're going to have to change up the formula a little to try to effect change.
Absolutely. Let's come back and break down some of the anomalies and get into some of the other news with our guest, Holland Van Den Nieuwenhoff. The film is A Noble Lie. We sell it discounted with a free citizen rulebook at InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Make no mistake, we are in an info war with vicious criminals who are only held back in their evil by what they can get away with. Now remember, it's now in the news. Like I told you last week, we had whistleblowers here in Austin. You notice it broke nationwide before I could collate it all, because there's so much that the IRS, in some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars per home. This is in the Associated Press. It's an Accounting Today that in Austin, Texas, in 154 mailing addresses that were used 1,000 or more times, 10 individual addresses were used for 53,994 tax returns, resulting in the processing of $86.4 million. $86.4 million in 10 individual addresses. And that's exactly, but what you're not seeing in the news, because we haven't gotten our report out yet, because our whistleblowers are so scared. And it's like, this is other whistleblowers. The government, I guess, heard us talk about it, or it's come to a head. Look, the word is the mutiny is so bad here at the biggest IRS tax center in the country for five states, but also for other states, but everything for five states for the Occupational Federal Reserve and its collaborators. That's what it is. They brag they've conquered us. That's not me just saying we've been occupied. I mean, they say that, literally. That they've been told retroactively, even though the law doesn't say it, just start saying that retirees can't use their own pension money and retroactively demand, after somebody's been retired usually for about a decade, millions of dollars on hundreds of thousands they've pulled out of retirement with penalties and interest. They say over 70% of what they're taking is retirees' homes. And the worst thing that's crippling them is there's all this fraud with the tax ID numbers they're ordered to give illegals, selectively enforced, so they can do this as an incentive to come here. Just like the free, I went, my finger basically chopped off once and couldn't get medical care, but the illegals were just going right in front of me. I had an insurance card, everything. They're like, you're scum, get back. Because it's all mandated to bring people in here to break down the country. And so there's scam on scam, and it's all being reported on by AP, WorldNet Daily, but it's a lot deeper. So I'm going to get the full report out in the next few days. And I'm trying to twist their arms into coming in here so we can black their faces out and, tell the story. And the reason I'm getting into this is the crime is so huge that it goes into what we learned a couple years ago. It was even in AP Bloomberg that in 99, the top insurance company sat down with the Department of Defense and said, we'd like to keep the trillion plus dollars of death benefits. When you're in the military, they ask you, do you want part of your check taken out to be put in an extra life insurance policy? Well, all this money piled up since World War II, right through current wars, they just don't give you that money. And they allow them to send something to your widow or widower saying, sign here, you'll get the money. And the fine print is they take your money. I mean, folks, these are criminals of the most hardcore type. And so the IRS is freaking out. It's so criminal that they know that when the illegals use your Social Security number, it's not just the tax ID, but that with another tax ID that doesn't match, they're able to set stuff up. They get tax returns. Your accounts get seized. You get in trouble. And they're actually taking people's money of people they know are innocent. And that was what was finally too much. It's one thing to steal an old lady's house. They kind of like that. Some of them. But it's another thing to know that it isn't even a retroactive tax deal. They give out the numbers. People run scams under your name. Then they take your property. This criminal government wants to destroy this country. That's not just talk. That's happening. Going back to the maker, one of the writers and producers of the incredible film A Noble Lie, Holland Vander Neuenhoff. It's available at InfoWarsShop.com, as I mentioned. I bring this up in relation to the mass shootings. If you've got Operation Gladio, hundreds of mass shootings and bombings over Europe, 60s, 70s, 80s, by NATO, posing as political enemies they want to blame, patsies framed, Fast and Furious, Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Ajax, Operation Northwoods, countless other events, and that these guys all have military psychiatrists and are in army psyops. Let's talk about the last two shootings, what's happening here. But first, what do you make of the fact that the system is so incredibly off the chart evil, and what will they do next?
Well, it's chilling. They are cold-blooded. That cannot be denied. I mean, I have been, you know, and all of us have been, of course you have been too, also hip deep in studying these deep state events for over a decade or more. And when it happens again and again and again, it's still shocking that they're willing to stoop to such level to advance a political agenda. But when it cannot be denied. It cannot be denied at all. When you see these shootings with links to military intelligence, psychological warfare operations, Pentagon shrinks to DARPA super soldier programs. I mean, there's not a whole lot of people in this country that are involved in these types of programs. And they're all conducting mass shootings at a time when it's very politically convenient for them to be doing so. And you have the gag orders on the court documents. In fact, the Jared Lee Loeffner case, the Tucson shooting, apparently he pled guilty. So there's going to be no examination of that evidence. People on the scene saw other shooters. There were more bullets fired than the magazine in his gun held. There were a lot of things about the Jared Lee Loeffner case that are not going to be examined because there's not going to be a trial. We can fully expect the same with the Batman massacre. And with this shooting, the Sikh shooting, the perpetrator apparently, last word, killed himself. So, of course, there's not going to be a trial. So you see just the media manipulating the story. No critical examination, no trial. I mean, not that the trial is going to achieve justice, but at least the evidence will be put forth through the gauntlet of some kind of examination, and it can be examined to see if it's true or not. We're not even going to get that. So we can only assume that these events are going to continue and get worse until they achieve their goal of removing guns from the hands of Americans. They've already stepped in into a pool of blood with this. They've already killed dozens of people trying to do this for this one action. They're not going to stop. They may make it increase. And that's something I've said out time and time again. One of the double-edged sword of this information war that we are winning is that as more people become awake and refuse to cooperate with these horrific agendas, the elite controllers or whoever they are, whatever you want to call them, they get desperate.
Well, they see it as stimuli. I mean, they write about false flag and army manuals. It's public. They have to give us the fear stimuli. They see this as cold-blooded science and we're lab rats. And you just have a drugged-out patsy you roll in who can't even talk. And then a year later, they have them plead guilty. It's the same story over and over and over again. But now Obama is saying he may sign an executive order banning our semi-autos. And it's getting almost no attention.
Well, there's a precedent for that. I believe George Bush Sr. back in 1990 banned assault weapons in the state of California because of a perceived wave of increased assault weapon ban, whatever you want to call an assault weapon. What is little known about that is that there was a massive non-compliance in the state of California with turning in assault weapons. So they just kind of dropped the issue. They didn't want attention being brought on the fact that people were not obeying the law, this unconstitutional gun ban. They weren't obeying it, so they just kind of dropped it. They didn't want to start a fight at that stage in the game, but maybe they're ready to start a fight now. I hope not, because I don't want it to come to that, but I am not giving up my guns, and a good portion of the entrenched gun culture in this country will not give up their guns. Perhaps that's why we see the militarization of the police stepping up at such an increased rate.
And all I can say to the cops is, if they try to launch this civil war, if the social engineers do, they're going to pick people out who they think are kooky to sell the ideas that those that have guns are bad, like the Davidians. They already tried this, but people instinctively get that. And they'll pick out some people, some more Ruby Ridges, burn out some houses, kill some people to try to scare us. I still don't get globalist psychology because they think we're like them. And I just wouldn't want to be the police and military trying to carry this out after they conduct some massacres, because it is going to become very dangerous to be one of them.
Exactly. I mean, this military is having a pretty hard time overseas fighting people in the desert with in guerrilla warfare, which is actually the worst place in the world to conduct guerrilla warfare. Bring it to this country where you have millions and millions of trained gun owners, most of them military veterans themselves, in this terrain, unwilling to give up their freedoms with a solid tradition of freedom and their individual rights. Something really to fight for. They're just not being paid to pull off a suicide bombing. In this country, will we be fighting for our rights and the future rights of our children? I truly feel sorry for any police or military force that attempts to take away our guns by force. And the fact is, a lot of the military is not going to comply. They're going to have a real hard time on their hands, perhaps that's the role that the UN will play in this gun confiscation. I don't know. We shall see. But once again, I feel sorry for him. I was in the Marines. I was in the infantry. I know how it works. And I know that people say, well, the military is so powerful, you can't fight them. Yeah, I don't want to fight our military. I've been in the military. But they... asymmetric warfare dictates that we have the advantage. This is a new paradigm of warfare that the military is experiencing in Afghanistan and Iraq, where they are having a hard time.
Look, you don't even need guns. If you're angry and somebody's done something wrong to your family, if you got a hammer and you got the element of surprise, you can get all the weapons you want. If you're willing to kill, nothing can stop you if you're willing to sell your life for theirs. And I'm telling you, that's going to get triggered in this country.
Exactly. And I wonder how they're going to overcome that. Have they taken that into their calculations? Because I'm looking at the scoreboard and I'm saying, you have no chance. You have no chance of taking
it. I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're just getting this ready right now. They'll probably release a bioweapon. They'll probably kill 100 million people if they go with that playbook. And then everybody will just be so shut down, they'll roll in later saying it's a disaster. If you want food, if you want aid, give us your guns. That's probably the move.
Or they stir up, you know, sectarian hatred in this country when we fight each other.
Race
rather
war.
Than our enemies.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Exactly. So maybe we expend all our energy and our ammunition on each other.
Well, that's just like Mossad and British Intel and U.S. all got caught dressed up like Sunnis attacking Shiites to get them killing each other in 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, because they needed to have a simulant of combat to say there was terrorism. They would get the Shiites and Sunnis killing each other.
Exactly. And that was the great surge that they claim won the Iraq war was actually paying off different militias in Baghdad and other contested provinces to wipe out their opponents, just paying them to wipe them out. It was a bloodbath. It was a massacre. So maybe that's the model, perhaps the model they will choose here. We just have to remember that if they do try to do it, we must remember who our true enemy is and not be sucked into this trap,
Let's say the American people are like the Shiites and the cops are like the Sunnis, because that's a smaller group. I mean, that's a bigger group, so it'd be the cops are more like the Shiites. The public will be like the Sunnis. They plan on playing us off against each other. That's divide and conquer. That's the program right there.
And then you have the central authority with their guns, the government coming in to restore peace and taking away all our firearms. Maybe that's the model they'll follow. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. That the fact that you and I are talking about this, Alex, that the world is talking about this, the information war that we are winning, that you are leading, we are waking up. The fact that these gun control, these gun massacres have not worked to change public opinion means that we are winning the information war. I think we are catching up and maybe surpassing them in the way to process information and catching on to their game. Their methods may be becoming obsolete. And hopefully so.
I think that's an astute point, and I don't think, Holland, you're just putting a good face on that. The organic brain, hundreds of millions of us really awake, our people watching everywhere. Every time they stage an event now, our people are catching them, whether it's the underwear bomber, you name it. That's shaking them up. They admit that. Whistleblowers is what they're mainly using the NSA to watch for now. But people are like, look, I can't take old ladies' houses for no reason. You know, it's not like it's some rich guy that didn't even pay or whatever. So they're rebelling. I mean, it's reaching a point of the corruption cresting. But listen, the globalists are hubris, arrogant, bravado, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it, fueled. They're crazy. I mean, they may go ahead.
And they're surrounded by yes men. They're surrounded by yes men too, who tell them what they want to hear. So they're suffering from an information deficit also. I mean, I obviously in our work on the Oklahoma City bombing with the Noble Lie, that happened in 1995. That was in the very infancy of the internet. Most people didn't have internet access in their homes, so the dissemination of information was not nearly as rapid as it is today. With these events now, like I've said before, the shell casings are still warm on the floor, and people are digging up dirt on the official story. I think we're catching up, and that's why we see these concurrent efforts in Congress and other venues to destroy the internet with SIPSA and SOPA and so forth. They want to curtail the information revolution. They want to take away our guns. It is a full spectrum attack, and really, that's not bad news because we are winning thus far. The fact that we are still exercising our freedom, talking about these issues, educating our fellow human beings about what is really going on.
That's right. Just having the will to get in these murderers' face and say, do whatever you got to do. We're coming at you and we're not backing off. That right there, when you've got good on your side, is an immovable force. if we just can, if more of us just stand up and start walking at the enemy, nothing can stop us.
And there are more people awake out there than we ever know. I mean, I've seen, there's a lot of people who are awake and just they're passive right now because they think they're powerless. And so at the same time that we're trying to wake people up, we also have to convince them and let them know. We don't have to talk them into anything. Let them know how much power they have to change what is going on. Because when you have this steel pool of apathy, one little pebble in there sends ripples across the entire pond. You keep on doing that, or you drop a boulder every now and then, and you've changed the whole game. So as long as we continue to make our efforts, never surrender, because we have everything to lose and nothing to gain by surrender, we will win this. I am fully confident.
Absolutely. And we have no future if we don't. I mean, it's not like this is just some corrupt group that wants to run stuff. These are eugenicists. They have a hellish future planned for us. We've already seen the opening salvos of that. But for the average person out there who does feel powerless, they need to understand every little thing they do together really will move mountains. And that's a problem, though. And I want to be clear. Just 5-6 years ago, the globalists were still very arrogant, and so they were weak. Now they're scared. Their white papers are scared. Now they're paying attention. And so they're going to pull all sorts of stuff. Now they know they're losing the initiative and that we're gaining the initiative. And so watch out, folks. They're no longer just being arrogant anymore. Now they're beginning to understand.
Yeah, they are desperate psychopaths right now, and that is very dangerous. Like I said, the double-edged sword. This is not time to pat ourselves on the back that we figured this out. This is time to be ever more alert. We are dealing with some of those dangerous specimens of the human race in human history with the most power ever reserved to any kind of group. They have it all. They are using technology honed through decades to try to bring about their agenda. It's finally within their grasp, and now they see that it might not happen. And they are going to get very desperate, very bloody. They will kill more and more and more. We must not be demoralized by that. We must still continue the fight, keep our eyes open, expose it whenever possible, because they are not going to surrender just as we cannot.
Well, you're absolutely right. And we are on the march. Their global tyranny is on the run. That's why we're going to see just some insane things happen. I want to talk about what type of targets we think they're going to hit. We've already said shopping malls, churches, and movie theaters, and military bases. They want to get the military angry at the public. We already have a new army report saying the militia and the Tea Party will link up with Al-Qaeda. We told you that was coming. They're preparing the army for war with the Tea Party insurrection. We'll be back. Wake up any morning and a major city will be hit by an atomic weapon that they'll blame on Tea Party groups working with Al-Qaeda. Won't matter if the story's ridiculous. I told you I saw that in their mind. I saw that from knowing them, and now they're putting it out in army reports that the Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda. They're going to convert it purely over to saying we're the terrorist. You now see them publicly running Al-Qaeda, as they always have, the foreign banks that run our country. They could release a bioweapon. I see a lot of hype in that in the cards. They're going to hit us with a lot of stuff at once. A war, a bio release, say Iran did it. It won't matter if the story doesn't make sense, because it's all the hype at the moment. And cowards throughout media and government buying what known liars say will enable the official story to at least hang out there. It's important for all of us, because that will be shut down at that point, to understand. We're trying to back them off right now, but this is like the Death Star orbiting, you know, the planet to shoot the moon on the far side, declare it a fire. I mean, we're going in, all of us, you the listeners, trying to expose them that they're criminals so that they don't feel like they can get away with it. But if they think they can, the sky's the limit. Holland, Van den Nieuwenhoff, your comments on the type of targets you think they'll hit.
Well, they are not going to stop. That we can be assured of that. And they do not care about a body count. They've already killed 2,000 people with Fast and Furious trying to get a gun control agenda. That failed. And so they're not going to stop from slaughtering innocents, even more innocents. They may go for children. That was the Dunblane massacre in England that got the moderate gun control agenda started in that country, was a massacre of school children. And of course, in this country, we've seen children killed in schools time and time again, usually by shooters or doped up on psychotropic substances.
That's right. They wind up a guy who's always under government psychiatric care, usually even PSYOPs, roll them into a McDonald's.
Exactly. And how are they going to get gun control in this country? That's another question. I mean, we're already seeing it in play. We see the threads that they're weaving in these stories. The Sikh shooter, he was on the SPLC's watch list since the year 2000. Of course, you know that the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, is hip deep with Homeland Security. In fact, they serve in an advisory capacity. And in A Noble Lie, which of course you can purchase through InfoWars, examining the Oklahoma City bombing, the SPLC had prior knowledge of the Oklahoma City bombing, according to the FBI's own teletypes. In fact, later on, they bragged about having informants in and around McVeigh. So we have the SPLC watching the Sikh shooter also on a watch list that serves Homeland Security. So perhaps people who are being monitored by Homeland Security for suspicious activity or by the SPLC, which is an extension of Homeland Security, perhaps those people will be denied their gun rights. Mental health. We're seeing mental health played up a lot. If you have ODD, oppositional disorder, as defined by the DSM, you might be deprived of your gun rights. And that's not an exaggeration. Recently, I believe in Kentucky or Tennessee, a TV show contestant on the show Preppers, he had all his guns taken away because it was judged that he was mentally ill for stocking up on food.
No, we had him on the show. No judge, no jury, no law. They came and took his guns. This is what they do. I wonder if they can have their guns taken for being terrorists and shipping guns to Mexico.
Of course not. And like you mentioned, the fact that they're wargaming the Tea Party, aligning itself with Al-Qaeda. Well, we see that the military's working with Al-Qaeda overseas. They're just projecting onto us, Alex. That's all they're doing.
Yeah, you're right. They're projecting onto us who they are.
Exactly.
I mean, think how crazy that is. The Tea Party is so Islamophobic on average, it'd make your head spin. I mean, the average Tea Party thing, they have dartboards throwing pictures at bin Laden. Now they say the Tea Party work. I mean, this is a Pentagon report. Incredible information. See you on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Thank you, Holland. 7 o'clock
Visit
Central.
GCNLive.com.
PrisonPlanet.tv.